I have to apologize for taking the floor again on the same topic, but there was an omission on our side on one of the bullets that we are also seeing on the screen under the confidence building measures, which is the one about establishing a non-legally binding code of conduct. First point is that this is of course not a confidence building measures measure, so it does not really fit under this topic or under this question. The second point, and we also have outlined this a little bit in our working paper, is that this does not also does not really fit under the purpose and the task or the mandate of the CCW, which is to establish prohibitions or restrictions on the use of certain conventional weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. The structure of the CCW is a framework convention which operates through legally binding protocols in combination with its general provisions. So we are having some problems to see where the place of such a non-legally binding instrument would be. More or less, we would produce it and we have to lay it aside, which is not a very nice thing to do. And there are also some other problems with regard to financing and follow-up measures and who would actually take care of that. So there are some legal problems and some practical problems as well. Having said this, there is of course the chance that this might be a side product that comes from our work on a legally binding instrument, and as mentioned before, could be part of some technical annex or some additional elements of a protocol. But this is more or less something that we have to see for the future. Main point of my intervention is that we are having a problem or a hard time to see how a non-legally binding instrument would fit into the CCW. Thanks.